Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Spiritual Spotlight series. I am so excited to have the wonderful Jules Carroll tonight with us. She is a psychic medium who has practiced for over 26 years, everyone. She is also a psychic intuitive medium, and she is also an evidential medium. She is a Reiki practitioner, a hypnotherapist. I know she's a lot of other things that I'm missing on here, but I'm just so excited to have you on. I can't even talk. I'm so excited. Welcome, Jules. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about this.
We're like, yes.
I know, right?
So Jules of Sedona, one of the things that everyone kind of really likes to know about is that, and I know that you are clairvoyant, clairinstient, clairaudient, and you're also an empath. How did you know that you had these super sensory gifts to be able to connect to divine and to spirit?
So I used to, when I was like, I think it was like 5 or 6 years old, and I started seeing spirits like they were like us, like people. And I would see them passing by in the hallway, yeah. Or I would, you know, I would see these, I'm sure people have seen these shadow people, mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, these, like they're shadows, but they're like, they look like they're people, but they're black. And I used to see them like just the figures up, you know, when I would go up the steps in my townhouse, you know, when we were, you know, we always had haunted places.
Yeah.
You know, with that we were living when I was a kid. So that was the first time. And so I just used to see them all. I used to see them all the time. We lived in haunted places. And I wonder, like, was it really haunted? Because
they gravitated to you or.
Yeah. Yeah. But our doors would open, front door would open, things would fly through the air, you know, and I would see these spirits,
yeah.
Which I don't know if they were the most positive.
Oh,
but that was the first thing. Yeah. So that was the first thing that was like, whoa, okay. And then my mom told me, she was like, you cannot tell anybody, you know,
really? Because I mean,
no, you can't tell anybody. They're going to think you're crazy. Cause my mom was a healer and she was a psychic and my sister is too. And so, yeah, I couldn't tell anybody. So that stopped that for, I mean, I still saw them and yeah. I still heard them and, you know, cause I hear, feel, see
mm-hmm. everything. I mean, you're yeah. like in from 5 to 6 years old being like, yeah. Oh, what is all of this energy coming into you? And then I love the fact that your mom and your sister were psychics and healers, but it also sounds like there may have been a little bit of like, okay, but you can't tell anyone. That must've been a little right. overwhelming.
Yeah. So it's hard because you're just like, okay, there's something wrong. Like I'm different.
Right.
So you can't tell anybody, you know? So yeah, it was interesting.
Now, I know that you're in Sedona now, but you're originally from San Diego. Is that correct?
That's where I was raised. Yeah.
Now, if I remember correctly, please tell me if I'm wrong. San Diego is known for being very haunted.
Really?
Yes. Really?
I did not know that.
She's like, she's a liar.
I did not know that. I had no idea.
I want to say, okay. So when I kind of came out of the more intuitive closet, my sister used to live in San Diego with her husband.
Oh,
I remember we would drive around and it's like, this place is haunted. This place is haunted. This
place. Oh, there's, yeah, there are some haunted places, but I'm not like, I don't think
not
like,
well known.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I am exaggerating that San Diego is super haunted, everyone, but I'm going to Google this when we're done and I'm going to post it.
Right. Okay. But so, there are some haunted places. Yeah.
So you know, interesting.
There are
so you were seeing things and how did you know, like, did your mom tell you, okay, that's a spirit? Or how did you know with your own psychic dictionary, like, okay, that's a spirit and not a human?
Well, I think my mom would explain it to me a little bit, you know, but I mean, she didn't do that professionally, by the way.
Wow.
My mom was a talent agent. We came from actually an entertainment family.
Oh my goodness. That's so cool. You
know, yeah. So it was like,
completely different.
It was like, don't do it, you know, like, don't, you know, but, I think she explained it a little, but I seemed to understand it too,
right.
You know, but like, and the, like, sometimes I would see, like, my dad was out of state. They were divorced.
Uh-huh.
And I would see him walking down the hallway. So we know that it definitely wasn't anything that was positive. You know, it was trying to look like him. And I would be like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. It was really interesting.
So you were raised with kind of like keeping this in the closet. When did you feel that, okay, you know what? It's time that I really need to embrace my gifts. And, you know, you learn from the best of the best, like James Van Praagh, like, wow. That's amazing. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like I grew up like, woo!
Yeah.
Like, tell me a little bit about like, okay, so you know, you have these gifts and abilities, which we'll talk a little bit more about those. Like, how did you shift into like, okay, now it's time to really learn about my gifts? Cause you do this professionally as your gig, which I
do this 7 days a week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I do this all the time. But how did I, okay. So I never expected I was going to do this professionally. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like really like no way. So, you know, it was like, okay, just like zip it. Don't say anything about it. And then I became a professional dancer.
Wow.
So I was a jazz to hip hop dancer and I toured and I did all kinds of stuff. So then I thought, well, you know, I saw a class to take, you know, tarot card reading. And I thought, oh, how fun. That would be fun. You know, I mean, it was just a given that I saw spirits and I saw things. So I just thought it would be a fun thing to learn. So I took it and for, you know, one night, and then I started practicing on people and I was like, pulling them in, you know, friends. And then they gave me referrals because they were like, you were so good.
Yes.
And I had a cheat sheet. So I was like, kind of a cheat sheet, but then I would kind of see them differently, the cards, because the way I read, I don't really read literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, then I just started doing these readings and I was doing them for free and I'm getting referrals and I had to start charging.
Yeah, of course.
I just got pushed right into it.
Wow.
I was doing parties and, you know, all kinds of things. So I really didn't know I was going to be doing this.
Wow.
I had no idea. And I had already done the Reiki.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I've been doing that for like over 30 years. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I've already, you know, been doing that, but I didn't know I was going to be doing that professionally either. You know,
how did you get drawn? Let's go back then. How did you get drawn in doing Reiki and energy healing first?
So that was just something, another thing that I thought would be nice to have, you know,
like, here's another tool in my toolbox, everyone.
Right. Oh yeah. Just, you know, just something else to use for family, friends, you know? And then, I started doing that and then I started the hypnotherapy. I thought, I'll take a whole certification. It was like a year long. And
no, hypnotherapy is not easy to become certified in. Like that's a hard thing to learn. Like you,
hard. Yeah. So that I did that for quite a while. I don't do that now.
Okay.
I do the psychic mediumship and then I do the healings, you know,
nice.
Healings. And it's not just Reiki. It's just more of a psychic surgery. Yeah.
You do psychic surgery. Oh, I love that. No, I mean, that's hard too. Tell me a little bit about, okay. It sounds like you kind of fell into these things. It was like,
I did.
Like you,
I just thought, how fun, you know, I'll learn. And
this is fun.
Learned, and then I just kind of got into it
with
the mediumship. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really like I'm more of a natural medium, natural born. And then there's some that are trained.
Right.
So, you know, I try, like I'll go into a class and I'll go, I'm already doing it, you know, but it's kind of nice, you know, if you get one little thing, right?
So, right, like maybe just like maybe a tidbit of a piece of advice, like,
right,
like, oh, something.
There's a little tool or something. But yeah, I just got thrown into that because everybody would like, please talk to my loved one, you know, talk to them. So I was like, okay, I'm getting thrown into this now, you know?
Wow. So you've been doing this professionally for 26 years. And I would imagine like, and primarily, I love the fact that your readings are based upon clarity. Like it's like clarity and you give empowerment and a peace of mind. Because I'm sure most of your readings are based on love, career, finance, like the big three, right?
Definitely. A lot of love relationships. But then I do have a lot of business people too.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and a lot of regular clients and all of that. But you know, it's been interesting lately because people are in dark places.
Yeah. You do you think it's because of the pandemic?
Yeah, since COVID. Yeah. And so it's been hard. People lost people, you know, so I'm doing a lot of mediumship, but it's so healing. It's like, you know, they feel like clear. They've talked to their loved ones. They've also done the psychic reading part. Cause I can do a combination reading. Yeah.
You do it all. I mean, you do it all. Like,
yeah, I do. So I love it. I love it because I just see these people. Cause I also do in-person readings. Yeah. I do phone. I do Zoom.
Yeah.
And when I see them in person or I see them on Zoom, I see their faces change. They're just like healed, you know, or they're clear. They just feel better, you know? So it's wonderful.
And I would imagine also because like you're channeling in, like when cause you're probably also, you're tapping into their energetic bodies as well. And you feel that heaviness that's kind of clumped on them. And by you like channeling this beautiful message and saying, oh, look, here's this, you're also removing all of that energy that's no longer serving them so that they can feel like, hey, here's the next step on my journey.
Yes, definitely.
I love that. Guys, I'm going to help her. No, I'm just kidding. I love that.
but it is like that. It is.
But it is. Yeah. Yeah. So let's tell everyone for maybe that those that do not know, like, so you're clairvoyant. So that's clear seeing. And you've always had clear seeing. And to you, you see them as images. Right?
So as I see, I'll see, it depends on what I'm doing. So if I'm doing the tarot card readings, like the psychic readings, I'm still picking up and I'm still seeing things. And I'm, you know, so I could see words. I could see, you know, well, I see the spirits when I talk to them and I can hear them, you know, and I can hear words. Then when I'm doing the mediumship, I hate to go back and forth.
No, I love this. Tell it all.
When I do the mediumship, they'll talk to me. They'll show me things, you know, that's the evidential part. And what was I going to say? So they will. And then I will hear them sometimes because I'm connected to tarot cards, because I learned that, I'll see a tarot card. And I go, oh, that's what that is, or something, you know, and that's when I'm doing the psychic readings too. Okay. Sometimes I'm just picking up and I'll see another card and I'll go, oh, that's interesting. Okay. It's never the same.
I would imagine even with your lifetime customers that you've had, like every reading is still different.
It's always different. It's never like, oh, here we go. The same thing. And especially mediumship. I never know who's going to come through. Never.
Do you ever get like a line of people and you're like, how do you discern as to who needs to step forward first?
So usually what they'll do is they'll show me their face. They'll come at me really fast or, you know, I'll feel them or I'll see them. I don't see them like I do like people now.
Okay.
Don't see them like that, but I do see them like sheer kind of, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like they're kind of clear, like I can see through them, but I can see them, you know, and they'll just come through. It's like they're waiting in line. It's just like you said, but it's like one wants to start the intro and then the next one want, you know, lead in for the next one, you know, and sometimes only a couple or sometimes a bunch of them.
Wow. Yeah.
And it might be an unsuspecting person that, you know, they never thought would come through.
Like kind of like, oh, my elementary teacher really wants to come forward and give a message. And you're like,
Right. Exactly. No, it's usually more like a friend, a grandparent, and you wanted to talk to a loved one that just passed. And then the other one comes through instead. But it's always healing. It's always healing.
And I do feel like, and you probably set the intention in for your client that the best and highest good is what's coming forward for them.
Definitely. Yeah. Like today I did a reading and somebody wanted me to pray, which I always do. I always pray before my reading. So, you know, very much into that. I'm like, I do my intentions. I do prayer work. I do all that, but she just still wanted me to do it. So I was like, totally fine with that. You know,
because
I'm into that. Yeah.
Did you grow up more spiritual or religious or both?
Spiritual.
Spiritual. Nice.
Spiritual all the way.
Oh, I love
it. Science of mind.
That's what mind.
I grew up with. Yeah. So definitely very, very spiritual, you know, all the spiritual principles, you know.
Oh, yeah. I love that. So you probably also followed like law of attraction, the law, like, and you're kind of like, okay. And I want to ask you this. Do you feel that we're really jumping topics, everyone. I apologize. I'm just so excited. Do you find that, do you get stuck with, for you personally, and then I'll move to your clients. Do you find that your thoughts create your reality?
Definitely. I totally believe in that. And the more I go in, I'm always doing new things.
Yes.
You know, like I just did a Tony Robbins, you know, event that he does like for 4 days, 13 hours a day. And so, you know, he always talks about the same thing I believe in. It's just like, be careful about your speech, how yes. you talk, you know, it's powerful.
Did you find that when you were younger and more so before you got into this? Because I mean, as you practice and practice and practice, you have more evidence to back up your beliefs. Maybe when you were younger, did you ever have moments where your thoughts, you're like, oh, I have a rash or something? Because, you know, I'm only bringing this up because I do feel like we can manifest external things onto our body and pushing it out.
Oh, definitely. Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah.
Like, I feel like when I was younger, I didn't know any better. I would get super stressed and I was like, and then I would break out in hives. And then I'm like, you know, like now I know how to control it more so and get centered and meditate and get to a different space and shift my thoughts. And I'm like, what's going on?
Oh yeah. Because you know, it's like, stop it now. I got to stop. You know, I have a 90-second rule. So like,
tell us about that.
I have to go through really fast panic and then I got to let it go. I have to, because if you get into that mode, you know, it just gets worse and worse. Right.
Yes. So,
and then you start seeing it on the outer part of your world.
Right.
So,
oh my gosh. I love that 90-second rule. I love that. Tell us now, I know that you're also an empath, which is, you know, that's when you're picking up on vibrations and feelings. And tell us a little bit about how you kind of went through that journey of knowing I'm an empath.
So I think as an empath, I mean, I've always been like that. You know, I could feel energy. So, you know, if I go out, I could feel energy. If I go out and I pick up that way too.
Yeah.
I've just always been a feeler like that. So it's been normal. It's not anything that's new for me. It's just something that happens. You know, if I go to the grocery store, I'm just like, tunnel vision, you know, get through.
Perfect. I'm glad you brought that up. Have you learned how to, obviously you're like, okay, I'm in a crowded space and I like, do you shield up? Like, do you protect yourself?
I try, but you know, that's hard.
It's hard
when you've got so much at you. So, you know, I try not to be in really, really packed rooms, or I do protect myself as much as I can. You know, now if I'm in a store, I just like, I'm running through, you know, so if anybody sees me in the store, I'm not ignoring you.
Yes, she is. No, I'm just kidding.
I get out of there.
Do you find, I mean, because I find myself doing this too, like I need to get in and get out. Like I can't spend a lot of time in busy places. Like it's in and it's out.
Yes. That's how I am. That is exactly how I am. So if somebody wanted to say, hey, let's go to this big party, I'll be like, I'll go maybe, but I'm out.
Like go for
I'm
like 10 no. minutes and I'm out.
Yeah, right. Can we go now? Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'll have a shot.
Or let's go outside. Can we just like hang out on the side? You know?
I love that so much. We would shop well together. Be like, yeah. Hey, let's be like, okay, Jules, you ready to go? Okay. Let's
exactly. Go. I do my own. I'm like, okay, out, go, you know, bye.
It's so funny. My sister, she's up with us right now. And it's funny. She's like, you just are so impatient with shopping. I'm like, I just get in and get out. Like, let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
That's how I am.
And I've trained my son the same way. He's like, all right, out.
See, I told you, I think we're relatives.
We are.
We're related in some way.
Okay. You can go grocery shopping with me anytime.
Right.
I love that so much. Are there any like moments or maybe any like readings that you can remember for you that maybe you had like profound, like, oh my gosh, like that was amazing. Like, oh my gosh, like it really impacted your life. Any story you might want to share It's okay. I know they're personal and they're private. So if there's
One, and it is very personal, but and she, you know, my clients become my friends.
Oh, I love that.
They do. And you know, like I get really close to their families, especially if they're regular people. Like I know who their families are and their spouses, you know, I just know.
Yeah.
So this one, and she is currently a client, so I have to be very vague about it.
Very vague.
She lost her daughter that was in her 20s. Aww. And her daughter was shot. So I knew her daughter. And it was a big high profile thing. Wow. So it was like out there. That's why I can't really talk about it.
Of course, be vague.
Yeah, because it's been on the news and all that. Yeah. So, you know, but it touched me and it always does, you know. Yeah. It's a heavy one.
Heavy.
She lives with that, you know, and I have talked to quite a few parents that have lost their kids.
Yeah.
It's a hard one because people don't understand. They don't get it because they haven't been through it.
So true.
It's not something you just get over. You never get over it, mm-hmm. you know? And so that has touched me, you know, because these people touch my lives, you know, yeah. It's like, I'm close to them. I care. That's the thing is like, for me, if I want a psychic, I want somebody that cares. They're going to remember me. They're going to remember my life. They're going to be, you know, they care enough to say, hey, update me. Cause I'm like that. I want to be like what I like, you know?
I have chills. No, yeah. Because that's so important, because when people are coming to you for a reading, it's when they're at their most vulnerable. They're when they're at their low point in what's going on in their life, because they're seeking out answers. It's not because they're like, I hit the lottery and my life is wonderful and perfect. Like there's something that's kicked off where they're seeking out, you know, this guidance from divine.
Definitely. Like, yeah.
You know? And you hold, you know, those feelings and the readings. It's such a personal and vulnerable thing. And I love the fact that they're like your family, they're your friends, you're so compassionate. Like it's important, because, you know, there are, and I'm sure you've experienced this, there are people and readers that do, unfortunately, you know, they take advantage, you know?
Oh, I've had readings from people. They didn't even remember me. I'm like, wow, I came to you in person. It was only been a year, you know, because I'll remember faces.
Yeah.
You know, I know you, you know, or something, but, or a name or whatever. Yeah. And I've had just very insensitive, kind of not caring readings. It's like next, you know,
like you're it's an assembly line.
Yeah. And I do a lot of readings and I try to remember every single one of them. If I don't, well, I usually do. Like I usually do, if they start talking about something, oh, yeah. I remember that, you know, so it could be months, you know, so I'm
okay with that. I mean, it's important. Like, and also let's talk about the fact that you're in Sedona, and Sedona is known as being like a spiritual mecca for a lot of people coming to Sedona. And shifted you from San Diego to Sedona? Like why did you move there? If you don't mind me asking.
Well, I visited. And then I did visit here, and then I did get married, and then I got a divorce. But anyway,
it was a
beautiful marriage. It was a beautiful wedding, you know, beautiful wedding. But anyway, so I just felt a connection. So then when I was with my next person, you know, that I'm with, then he was like able to retire. And so he said, where do you want to live? And I was like, I want to live in Sedona, you know? So that's why, and I've been here 20 years. And I love it. And every time I try to leave, I like go back to California.
Yeah.
You know, like it never works out. Throws me back in here.
Sucks you back.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. What is your personal opinion as to why you feel Sedona is such a, like, isn't an energy vortex? Like, what is it about Sedona that's just so amazing?
Well, there are vortexes here, and you know, the energy is amazing, but there's so much history to it. You know, that this was land that was, it's just, there's, I can't even explain it. Like there's people that know it so well, I can't, but there's a feeling, you know, and you go into the vortex, you could feel the energy. It's just different. Wow. You come here, you can manifest things fast. I don't want to try to like advertise Sedona because we have too many people coming here right now.
So. I do feel like it's like,
right. Like COVID, it was out of control. Like
really?
Nonstop, we had people here. It was so packed. It was so packed that you couldn't even get into a restaurant for hours, you know?
You're like, goodbye.
I know. I love them. But yeah, now it's kind of evening out a little bit. No, it's just there's something about Sedona. And you, you can go hike, you know, be out in the Red Rocks, manifest things like new intentions, prayer. Oh my God. It's like so strong. The energy is strong.
Sorry, my dog is excited about Sedona. I have to ask you this because I know that some people have said that. Do you feel like you were, your soul arrived at home when you got to Sedona?
Definitely. Wow. Oh, definitely. You know, this is home for me. I came here and I immediately was like so busy working in different stores and different places. And then I just eventually started working, you know, with my business. Yeah. And I still am connected to one store here in town. But no, it just always worked out for me, you know, and then I left to go to California for a few months. And then that was a couple years ago and in nothing, like I was like, no business, you know, and I was like, what am I going to do in California? So I came back, slammed with business, slammed right before COVID.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like for about a year and I was just working two stores. I was on call. I was like doing my own thing. Wow. So I was like constant. Yeah. Yeah. So it works for me. You know, it's just this, I don't know. It works here. You know,
how do you manage like your energy and your personal being? Like, I mean, because giving readings and doing energy healing, and that's a lot of energy that you're kind of channeling. How do you manage and keep your health and kind of keep such a positive attitude and, you know, vibrancy?
So self work on yourself. Yeah. Like you have to. So I'm always like, I have to schedule things, you know?
Yeah.
So I might work in the morning, but I always do my prayer work and my spiritual work before I do anything. I make sure to do that. I eat healthy. I go to the gym in the middle of the day. So I get the energy going again.
Yeah. You know?
And then I'm ready to work again. So I'm always doing something for myself, taking a course. Right. When it gets cooler, it's hot right now, I'll be out hiking, you know? So yeah, I'm always doing something for myself to rejuvenate, like just to get my energy back. So I have that for people.
And you bring up such a valid point, like you eat healthy, you move your body, you exercise, you're doing, you know, prayer work, you're actively working on yourself. Like these are very key tools for anyone that is either for anyone, period, but anyone that's doing this work or looking, you know, to kind of expand out their abilities or to be more of a clear channel.
Yeah. You have to self-care is so important because if you don't do that, you could just get run down.
Right.
And I have done that, you know, so I've learned that there has to be a balance, you know?
Yeah.
There just has to be.
Did you ever have moments where you're just like, I'm done. Like I have to take a break.
No, but I have.
Like, I'm perfect. Excuse me.
Okay. I've been a little burnout. Okay. but I have had moments where I've had a little bit of a breakdown. Like I'm going to like clients and I've got to get to another one. And I've like, literally I've been in tears, you know, sometimes like, I really want to do this, but I'm so exhausted, you know, like I'm a little stressed. I need an assistant, you know, kind of thing. So,
And then you feel okay with saying no, right?
Yeah. So now I'm learning that to space them out a bit. So, you know, I might do 5 in a day instead of like 8 or 9 readings in a day and just take them, you know, like just immediately schedule them out more, you know, because I'm the person that people come to and go, I want a reading right now. Like now. Yeah. Right. And I would have done it. I did it before. And now I can like small time readings, like 15 minutes or 20, I can throw them in. But for the most part,
All right, my dog is making sure that we all say no when we have
to. That's okay. I'm waiting on mine to start barking.
I know. I saw your dog. I'm like, oh, I love your dog. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this. You said that you noticed a lot of people, you know, we've going through the pandemic, coming out of it feels like, and you notice a lot of people were in dark spaces. Like, did you find that doing your readings really helped people to kind of pull them back to the light?
Yes. Oh, definitely. And you can see the energy. I'm sure you know this. You know, like you see the difference with them. You know, this is like a whole different thing. That's what keeps me going. That's my purpose. That's my mission. It's just like after that reading, I either hear it or I see it. And that's like, wow, that to me is the most rewarding thing.
Doesn't it bring you so much joy?
Oh,
it's like
so much. It's like I'm addicted, you know, to readings. Like that's why I work 7 days a week. Cause I'm like, really, I would much rather be helping somebody than like off, you know, at a party or something. I mean, not that I would like to go do that, but you know, I love helping people. It's my passion.
I just
love it because you see the difference afterwards, you know.
I really love that so much. Hold on one. Anyway, did you also see that there were a lot of people, there were a lot of people that maybe were having like a spiritual awakening and didn't quite know how to figure what's going on with me, that you may have helped through that journey?
I would say, yeah, some people, you know, some, not a lot, because they're just so like, so, you know, depressed or trying to get through their stuff. It's just trying to raise them up, trying to get them up a little bit. It's like, that's the big thing right now. I think, you know, raising their frequency a bit, trying to get them on path. I also try to get people clear on what they should be doing, you know, like career wise or work wise. I've helped people with that too. Definitely. You know, get going.
Like, come on, let's go. You have a higher purpose. Yeah. You have a mission. Yeah. You're here for a reason. Let's go.
And if I see it, I'll tell them what I see, and you need to be doing this, you know, and it's nice when they listen, you know, because it's like, they're just up and running. They just run with it.
Do you ever find that, I will say this, like I've had clients that, you know, I'll give them a reading and they come back in 6 months and you're like, you are still, you didn't. Okay. Let's remind you again.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes.
It's okay. Divine timing, everyone.
Okay. Exactly. And it's okay. Cause
it is okay. Of course.
We all do it. We all do it. You know,
1,000 million percent. I mean, yes, because we are humans and we're, you know, we have human tendencies where you're like, oh, I don't want to.
It used to drive me crazy, I have to say. It used to, because it was like, you didn't listen the first time, you know. But now I go, you know, like, it happens. So now pay attention, you know, like really do this time, you know. So sometimes people have to see it for themselves.
That is so true.
See things themselves. Yeah.
That is so true. I mean, you bring up such a really good point, because ultimately we can channel the message just like you're channeling the message. You're giving them the clarity, you're giving them the empowerment, but they have to choose whether or not they want to really bring that in and make shifts.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. We're just the messengers, right? We're helping, but it doesn't mean you have to listen to us. I mean, you're paying for the reading, but you know, like, you're getting that, spending that time, but it doesn't mean you have to listen. At least you can, or do it. You listen, you know, but you know, it is, it's divine timing.
Definitely. It is. And ready. People, it's like they almost, they have that inner knowing, like, okay, now it's time to do this. Like, you know, even someone like myself, like it took me a lot of years before I shifted and like really became more visible. Like, it was a lot of years, and now it's even like, oh wow, why was I such a poop about that? But it's like, oh, well, there's a reason why I had to do more inner work and shed it off some more things, become clear out those limiting beliefs, you know, because and I'm sure you know this because you do this a lot. Like, you have to heal the healer.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, that's the self-care. You mean healing yourself? Definitely. No, I wouldn't be able to do this work unless I had been through a lot. I've been through like hell and back. And, you know, so I can relate. And I understand that now. I can relate to people.
And I do want to say that that's really like, for people that are looking for readers, like, that's really important. You have to be able to walk the talk in which you're kind of channeling. Like, no, I've been there. Definitely. I've done that. I've had this experience.
Yes.
This is the tools that I did spiritually to help remove it and move forward.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. You know, different tools, different things. And I will give people homework. So I'm just warning you. You're like, you know,
I do the same
thing. I will possibly give you homework.
I'm ending this interview now because she's going to give me homework. I will say, I'm the same way. I'm always like, do you journal? Do you do this? Do you meditate? Do you do this? And they're like, yes. Well, yeah. I bought the journal. I'm like, all right,
yeah.
Step one.
Yeah. Or I don't, you know, I just don't like it. I just can't do that. I can't sit in place long. You know, yeah, you hear all that. But, you know, it does make a difference.
And you can find, like you're saying, like, yes, like you may have a hard time meditating, but you don't necessarily, there are other types of meditation. You can do a walking meditation. You can do energetic meditation. Find what works for you. Like you're telling your clients, like, look, this is my suggestion, but find what works for you.
Definitely. I can't do a silent meditation because my mind goes crazy. Yeah. I'm too analytical when it comes to that.
As you said that, my mind was like,
yeah. So I have to be guided. Walk me through a meditation thing. Yeah.
I love guided meditations. I'll try like the Insight timer and whatnot. And it's like, ding. And I'm like, okay, got to go switch over my laundry. Right. So we just want to say, like, you know, we as, you know, as Jules is a, you know, she's a psychic medium. Like she's also saying like, hey, she knows this doesn't work for her, but this is what does work for her.
And yeah. And not everybody might not, there's so many tools and so many modalities that not one thing works for one person, you know? So I understand that,
yeah.
But at least I could relate to people, you know, like if they tell me they're with a narcissistic person, or I deal with a lot of that, you know, relationship stuff, abuse, you know, thing. I understand it. I hear it. I get it, you know, and it makes a big difference because I want to talk to somebody. Like, believe me, when I was going through my dark times, it would have been great to talk to somebody that could get it, that understood.
You know what? That is so true, because I also feel like, and I want to ask you this, do you feel like some people are afraid to kind of, because they don't want to be judged. They don't want people to think, oh, well, I should have known better, or, you know,
all of the yeah. above, definitely all of it. And you don't want people to think bad of the person. And there's so many things. Yeah. There's so many aspects to it.
Yeah. And the fact that, once again, I want to bring it back to, people are coming to you when they're in the most vulnerable states. And Jules is saying, like, she's a compassionate reader and she's also been through it. So she can say, all right, look, I've been in the well. You're in the well. Yeah. Let's get you out of the well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cause I get it. I understand. Yes.
Totally get it too. Like for me, and I know, and it's interesting. It sounds like you do a lot of love and relationship. Like, and I know you do career. I know you do finance. I've had a career reading with her. It's amazing. Like, I mean, seriously, like I'm also going to say this. I've had a reading. I've had a couple readings with her and she is amazing. I love her. She to get visible because I didn't want to do it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Now I remember you, Rachel. I
know. You wait. You have no idea what you're going for. So you wait.
But no, like, my face is burning red because I'm embarrassed. But see, like, here we go. Telling our secrets.
Yeah.
But no, like, I've had a lot of mental illness in my life, like, but people around me and suicide and all of that. So it's interesting. I feel like we grab our soulmate clients have been through kind of the same things that we've been through. And we're just tapping that channel and just giving you a nice, beautiful, empowering message. Also channeling that energy that needs to be removed off of you.
Definitely. Yeah. Because you know what I think is like when you're a healer, you are doing healing work while you're doing the reading. It's like you said, you know, so there is an energy about it that's kind of happening. You know, people don't get that and I don't advertise that. I probably should, but,
because it's important.
It is kind of important because, you know, people need to know that you come to, you know, like us.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a healing too. So it's not like you're just getting a straight on reading. Okay. See you later. Bye. You know,
no, like
it's different.
When I'm in the same thing with you, like I'm pulling in the masters and the angels and I'm like, okay, Archangel Michael is right here. He's working on your heart chakra, but let me also tell you about your grandfather.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And for your clients, when you're doing the work, she's not just working on your physical body where your mind is hearing it. It's also your emotional body, your mental body, your spiritual body.
Oh, definitely.
All of those energetic layers, things get stuck inside of that, you know, impacts us. And we're like, why do I feel so tired?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to pull. Energy healing is such a powerful tool. And I love the fact that you partner it with giving your messages. Like that's,
yeah, I do. And I don't tell people. Like, I, even when I'm doing it, you know, I really don't tell people because I don't want them to freak out either. Like, yeah. Well, no, I don't want the healing part.
You're like, no.
It's an automatic thing.
My brother Jimmy.
Right. It's just an automatic thing. You know, it's not like you're like sitting there and going, okay, I'm working on you now. No, it's like, you know, you're doing the reading, but yes. At the same time, the healing's happening, the energy.
And I want to say what you do is so important because, like we said in the beginning, your thoughts create your reality. Well, your thoughts and your emotions, they embed into your cellular tissue and you don't know why you're feeling the heaviness, the fatigue, the, you know, the foggy mind. Like that's energetic blocks that are kind of stuck on your body that you're like, I don't know what's going on.
That is so true. Yeah. It's really important to clear that. I mean, big time.
Bless it. So when her up, where her website is updated, it's going to be Jules. I will do your energy.
There you go.
I'm messing. Is there anything that you want to share? Any words of wisdom that you want to share before we wrap up this amazing interview?
Words of wisdom.
Oh, that's a heavy one.
It is.
It's words like, of wisdom.
Where do I start?
Put it out. Book Jules out.
Right. No, I think words of wisdom. Okay. So if you're going through a dark time, I just got one light bulb. All right. So if you're going through a really dark time, dark, really dark, depressed time, it will end. Like you'll get through that dark tunnel. And I think people really need to understand that. It's like, it's only temporary and it might be a year. It might be, but you will get through it. And definitely talk to somebody.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be me, but talk to somebody, you know, get that support and people that understand, get those people around you that do get it or understand and support you. But it's not for long. It's not going to be permanent. Yes. You know?
It's a season.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. Oh, that is such, I love that so much. And I will say that I know I reached out to you when I was in the well and you helped me get out of the well. And it's, and people don't realize the effect that they have when start tearing up, the effect they have on other people just by, I mean, it's a beautiful gift in what you have. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I love that it brings you so much joy and that it really, it transforms you as you're transforming other people. And I love that so much. So if anyone wants to book a session, the website is?
Website is jewelsofsedona.com, jewelsofsedona.com.
.com. Well, yeah. Jules of Sedona,
I would like to offer up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I forgot to ask you about this.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to offer up a little discount.
Yes.
To anybody that is watching this.
Yeah.
So if they're watching this, if they want to contact me and email me through the website, you know, with the code LOVE. Okay. They will get a 20% discount on any time period that they want, like anything, 15, 20, 30 minutes, 60 minutes. So
Jules, that is so wonderful. Oh my gosh.
Because I like to gift. I like to do things. I like to give extra time. I like to give over, you know? So that's what I want to do for
you.
Of course.
Make sure to email her through her website and the discount is love and just make sure to mention it. And I want to say, Jules, thank you so much for being on this interview. My dog is telling us to wrap it up.
Okay.
So thank you for everyone for joining us on a Spiritual Spotlight series and we will see you all soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.